I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It's been proven in a court of law. You can't plagiarize yourself.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
If you remember way back when, John Fogerty was accused of plagiarism by his old record label, Fantasy Records. The song Old Man Down the Road, they said it sounds too much like another one of his songs. So they go to court, and the judge sided with John Fogerty, who actually played for the judge, and said, you sound like yourself. You have to sound like yourself. That's you. You can't plagiarize yourself. Obviously, that song was The Old Man Down the Road. When John Fogerty was working on that song, it wasn't The Old Man Down the Road. He called it Somewhere Down the Road, but he changed his mind. Here's John Fogerty.
Hidden in the lyrics of that first go-around, there was this old man. I met this old man, and he had a suitcase covered with rattlesnake hide. Well, pretty quickly, I realized that Somewhere Down the Road is kind of lame and kind of vague. But that the character with the suitcase cover with rattlesnake hide was a pretty good image. You could see that pretty well. So I rewrote the song and eventually settled on The Old Man Down the Road.
So actually, he plagiarized himself again. Kind of a stretch. All right. Didn't get enough Tom Petty. Left us too soon. Well, guess what? You can get a lot more Tom Petty. American Treasure is coming out September 28th. That's a 4-CD box set of unreleased music. 60 songs in there, spanning his whole career, unissued recordings, studio and live. The daughter, Adria, his wife, Dana, and original Heartbreakers, Mike Campbell and Benmont Tench, all got together, and they went through his stuff. He wrote a lot. He recorded a lot. They went through everything and came up with 60 songs. That's, like I said, going to be out September the 28th. And if you're thinking, oh, man, I don't think I can afford that, because that's exactly what I was thinking, there will be a less expensive 2-CD set that's going to be out at the same time.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's Classic Rock.